Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The prophets of the Old Testament were not free to choose what they would say, nor to whom they would say it. God sent the prophets and put His words in their mouths. Deuteronomy 18:15-18. If those prophets failed to go, the people would perish, and God would hold the prophet accountable. Ezekiel 3:17-18. When Paul preached the gospel to the Ephesians, he kept back nothing that was profitable unto them, but showed them and taught them publicly and from house to house. He said to the Ephesian elders, "Wherefore I testify to you this day, that I am free from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Acts 20:20, 26, and 27. One of the messages that runs through the Bible, almost from beginning to end, is that of repentance. I'm aware that the word repentance does not appear all that often, especially in the Old Testament. But the message of repentance cannot be missed, unless one wants to miss it. For example, God said to the Israelite people, through the prophet Jeremiah, "Turn again now, every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever." Jeremiah 25:5. The expression "turn again" provides a good definition of what it means to repent. You probably remember that at the time Jeremiah prophesied, the nation of Judah was on the brink of being carried into Babylon. The nation had become so unspeakably evil that God had no choice but to discipline His people by exiling them in a foreign country for 70 years. The only way the Jews could have avoided going into Babylon was by repenting and turning to the Lord. The prophet advised, "Turn again now every one from the evil of his way and from the evil of your doings." God is a gracious God, but He is also a holy God. He cannot countenance the kind of evil that had arisen in the nation of Israel. He was not arbitrarily turning against His people. They had brought punishment on themselves. Hundreds of years before Jeremiah delivered this powerful message to the nation of Israel, God had promised that the Jews could remain in the land of Palestine so long as they obeyed His laws. Moses warned the Israelites, "It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you above all nations of the earth." Deuteronomy 28:1. But what if the people did not keep the Lord's commandments? They would be driven off the land that the Lord had given to them. Tragically, they did not keep God's commandments and were eventually removed from the land of Canaan. The New Testament also lays great stress on repentance. The noun form of the word metanoia appears 24 times, and the verb form metanoeo appears 34 times. Repentance involves a change of mind, resulting in a change of life. Jesus said on one occasion, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke 13:3. Peter commanded the believing Jews on the day of Pentecost, "Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. Throughout the gospel records and the epistles, emphasis is placed on repentance. Sometimes the word repentance refers to those who are outside the kingdom of God, but it also applies to unfaithful and erring members of the body of Christ. My friends, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I urge you to repent of your sins and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. You do know that He has no other plan, do you not? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God bless you.